juice. So let me.
Welcome back to Van Thieves. My name is Slippery Keith, and we're recording from a van, brand new van.
Yeah, baby. We broke into this van here that we saw on the streets in DC, and man, dude, this has some really nice recording equipment in it. What's up? My name is Ray Marcos,
and I'm his brother, Day Marcos. And I cannot believe that we broke into a van and got podcasting equipment. We don't even have to stop and get some other equipment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Podcasting equipment. A chandelier. Looks like a ballroom in here. What else we got? A big old fluffy couch.
Bunch of dirty-ass laundry on the ground.
Now, for those of y'all that don't know, Ray and Day were both born, and they came out, hit heads, and bit their tongues.
Yeah, so we've been living our lives with
they're twin brothers.
With half tongues.
We hit our head so hard that we bit our lips. Exactly what he said.
Yeah, you don't have to change the story. You can just say yes to the thing that your friend told you.
I was hoping some new information would come to me, and it did not.
Yeah. Now, my name is Skitty Allen. Y'all know me.
Skitty, Skitty with D's.
Skitty Allen.
Because you like to skitty.
I skirt, and I am the wheel man.
Also, don't look in his undies.
That's right. Do not. And that's not a joke. A lot of fans have been looking at my undies when they see me on the street.
Yeah.
Do not look in my undies.
Well, you wear such cool boxers, you know, and you walk around and they puff out of the top of your pants.
So I see
people just stick their finger in the back where your butt crack is and take a little peek.
Kind of like they're peeking into a sack of flour.
Look, I've said it a million times. My undies are not a sack of flour, and my butt is not flour. All right, so don't peek.
Well, it looks like you got a couple of buns back there.
Oh. Doo-woo, doo-woo, doo-woo. Uh-oh, it's time for the van alert. You know it, you love it. It's what new van came out this week, and we're looking at the 2020 Dodge Caravan.
That's right, baby.
Five doors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Everybody get in and come on and ride.
This van is awesome. It's got 16 cup holders, a DVD player, and 4 flip-down screens.
And as you can hear, Mambo Number 5 heavily influenced their ad campaign.
That's right. Each seat is named after a different girl.
A little bit of captain seat in my moniker.
A little bit of two... A little bit of two owner's manuals in case you lose one.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. This van is fucking thick, man.
It's so thick.
But if you're singing along at home, just remember that's a little bit of captain seat in my Monica, a little bit of two owner's manuals in case you lose one.
Yeah. Classic. That's the forgotten verse of Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5.
It comes in 13 colors.
That's right.
Unless you're stealing it, then it comes in whatever color it already is in.
That's right.
That's right.
And what's most exciting to me about this van is for just a little more money, or if you find the right one when you're stealing it, it's got the thing in the back where if you wave your foot underneath, the back door just opens.
Yeah.
It's
a motion sensor. In case you're walking around with two sacks of groceries in your arms.
Unassisted lift gate.
Yes. Right. And I still walk around like a character in an 80s movie when I'm carrying my groceries.
Yes.
Right.
Two big full paper sacks.
Up high.
Packed
with perfectly. No straps on them to hold.
No, sir.
No. Well, I rip the straps off when they give them to me at the Trader Joe's.
And I also, anytime I'm drinking out of a coffee cup, it's empty. You know, like when people are on TV shows and you can see the empty cup.
He is lifting it too fast to his face and curling it, and there is nothing coming out. You can tell.
And when I got a carry-on on a plane, it's so easy to put it up into the bin.
Because
there ain't
shit
in there. Thanks a lot, props department.
So what do you guys think of this van? I mean, we got a pretty good one. We got a lot of weird
stuff. I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to get the smell out of it.
Yeah, it stinks.
It seems like, I mean, we did find a dead polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Who do you think owned this piece of shit before us?
I bet they're ugly.
Yeah, this is.
They were ugly, that's for sure.
There are pictures in the visor, the front driver's seat, if you want to see them.
But I know what you mean. It even smells ugly. Yeah.
A lot of people will keep pictures of their loved ones in the visor, their kids or their wives. You can tell that these are just pictures of these guys. Like, they pull them down, look at a picture of themselves, and wistfully remember what they're
and
doing.
And they're all selfies. None of them have taken a picture of each other. And it's all men alone taking pictures of themselves and bringing it with them on the trip.
And in a dirty ass mirror.
And they all got lipstick prints on them, but that's obviously men's lips.
Yes.
These guys put on lipstick.
Thin men's lips.
They kiss their own pictures.
And this computer's disgusting.
Yes, this gateway is nasty.
I haven't even thought of a gateway in maybe 12 years.
And let me just say, there's pus coming out of it.
Yes, this gateway's sick. It is on its last legs.
Yes.
Last monitor stand?
That's right.
Here's the section of the show we always do. Where do we want to go? We stole the van. We know at some point we're taking it to a chop shop to get it chopped up to get the cash. Where do we want to go between now and then?
And that's we took some listener suggestions last time around, and those are always helpful. But no more funny suggestions. No. We're not going to go up your butt.
Yes, and the police, we're not going to go to the police station.
And I'll say this, I would love to stop at the hospital before, because as you guys know, I have cancer.
That's right. But
we do know that.
We have told you multiple times your commitment to the podcast is number one for us.
We've also told you multiple times you can't stop by a hospital and anything good happen for your cancer. You got to have repeated care. A doctor check you up. It's not like a cut.
We've decided to refuse service for you. And you're just living with it. You're going to live it out.
We have taken.
It's actually pretty curable, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's skin care.
Of the toenail.
Of the toenail. Yeah, it's on my toenail. The skin underneath my toenail has cancer. The doctor that I consulted online said if you get it checked out and you get a couple treatments, it'll be fine. But I guess I have said that my commitment to the podcast is number one. Health is number two. So,
and then who is this online doctor again?
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
I have an online relationship.
Dr. O-T-H?
Dr. Oth.
We don't have lisps.
No.
This is mispronunciation. We're not trying to say normal words.
No.
If I'm trying to say something, it's spelled T-H-A-Y. Yeah,
that's right.
Don't even tell me I have a lisp. I just think that is how words are spelled.
Yeah, this is an accent for me.
You guys are from Spain.
No, my thing is different. His thing is that he thinks words are spelled different. My thing is that I have an accent. I'm from Barcelona, and that is how I
Buffalona.
Talk.
Buffalona.
And also, the first thing it was established about you guys was that you bit your tongue as babies.
But
that's contributing.
But you're choosing what you're doing right now.
I don't think cilantro tastes like soap. I just spell cilantro this way.
You know
the
what
train's
that means.
Here.
That's right. This is the train segment where we talk about
driving next to a train.
And you got to sync up in the same miles per hour as the train. It'll make you come.
All right, guys, how fast do you think this train's going? How fast do you think this train's going?
22, 23.
Okay, I'm around 22, 23. I'm trying to find it. Oh, okay, I think we're finding it. Here we go.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, this train.
We synced up to that train and we all came.
Whoa.
That's your segment. Now, that's your favorite
and
segment.
And here's the thing, listeners. We don't care how much you complain. Give us one star on iTunes. The segment stays.
Once per episode.
We drive up next to a plane and we all come on mic.
Wait, you're not even that. Toot, toot, whoosh. Time for the plane segment. Eggman. You know what that means.
We know most podcasts are free and they can say, hey, this is free. You can't complain about what we put out there. And we know that you pay us $50 on Patreon to listen to this.
But we have 200,000 listeners for a reason.
That's right.
It's one mandatory time in prison. Thanks to the lobbyists that we pay.
We got on the private prison mandatory listening program.
That's right, but now we're in the middle of the plane segment, and here comes the plane.
All right. Okay, think up. Get back next to it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going about 700 miles an hour.
Go faster.
700. 750.
750, we're thinking up.
Oh, 750. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I just came twice in 3 minutes, and I feel tired.
Man, that was nice.
Does anybody else want to navigate for a while? I haven't given a single direction, and I'm getting seasick up here.
Yeah, I will.
No, I'm riding, bitch.
I'll take navigation, and we'll go. Now, this is going back to where do we go next, the segment that we always interrupt with two cums. So where do we want to stop by? We're leaving D.C. We could go west and go to somewhere west.
Hollywood.
All right. So Day?
What? Day Marcus.
Day Marcus wants to go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
What do we all think? Any votes against Hollywood? I would like to go
to Glendale.
Glendale, California. Is that right?
Yeah.
Glendale, California.
It's cheaper, but close enough to Hollywood to feel like you're there.
And there's a couple studios in Glendale. Yes. There's a couple smaller studios in Glendale.
Yes.
They famously shot the Comedy Bang Bang TV show the last four seasons there, so.
Yes! Perfect.
Culver City?
Okay, so it Sony. Looks like the same, basically the same direction. We're in D.C. right now, so we do want to basically be in the Los Angeles or greater Los Angeles
Where
area.
Where do you want to go, Skitty?
You know what? Well, kind of the premise here when we first started was, hey, maybe we can all reconnect with our families. You know, I could go home and see my parents one last time.
Okay.
And I think we got so caught up in the thievery but and hey, the coming.
So let's move them to Toluca Lake.
Okay, so we can take my family. It's in Toronto right now.
Your brother lives in Skid Row in Los Angeles, though, right?
Yes, my brother, and you can barely call what he's doing living right now. Unfortunately. Well, you've set it up.
Yeah, you've said it.
Take some responsibility, whatever your first name was, it rhymes with his.
Ray.
Ray and Day. But yes, my brother lives in Skid Row. He moved there, and the rents are too high right now in Skid Row, and he can't afford it.
The rent is too damn high.
But I could go visit him there. We're kind of, we're Italian strangers to each other.
Estranged.
But so I'm driving west. That's the big thing.
Yeah, west.
I'm going to pop on
Route 66.
We're just like Lewis and Clark.
Yes. One of us is Superman, and one of us is Lois Lane.
And we're traveling west to Oregon.
Now, we kind of took a week off of each other because we were between vans.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick check-in. What have you guys been up to? How's everything going?
Going pretty good. You know, same old. Slippery Keith. Still working at the Sephora.
And how are they with your hours right now? Because you're in and out there a lot.
The weekly hours are fine for when I'm in town. It's the week to week I can't be here at all that they're struggling with. In town, I'm flexible. But when I'm out of town stealing a van, I can't sell foundation.
And I know for a lot of women are thinking, when I go into Sephora, the last thing I'm expecting is to see a guy named Slippery Keith trying to sell me makeup.
Yeah, an ex-mechanic.
With a big name tag.
Yes.
But they know your name.
In a mechanic's jumpsuit, the whole thing. But you're a fantastic makeup salesman.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one in the business.
Yeah.
Number one in all Sephora's.
Yeah, because you...
While on the clock. It's per capita.
And you competed in one of those... you know how in the baristas, they do the barista contest? You
yes.
did a Sephora contest.
Yes.
Yeah, you did an ugly duckling contest.
Yes.
Where you got they put together some of the ugliest people in the world.
Yeah.
And I could pick out which one is the ugliest duckling.
Yeah. And whoever picks out the ugliest one wins the competition. Yeah,
that's right. It has nothing to do with sales.
It's just, can you tell what's ugly and what's attractive?
Well, Sephora has everybody know who's attractive and who's not, so you keep coming to that addictive place.
You picked out 5 years in a row the same guy, a 123-year-old theater teacher.
That's right. I don't know
who just happened to be walking through the Sephora trying to look at people getting the makeup.
I don't know why this old scumbag keeps coming, but I have labeled him and reaped the rewards 5 years in a row.
And has he gotten anything? Did he get anything for winning?
He started entering because he was treating it like a beauty pageant.
Right.
That's right. Well, he does get a big roast every year, which he seems to like.
Yeah. Well, he was just taking a call through the Sephora, right?
That's right. And he was in a skimpy towel. Apparently he was taking
a hand towel.
Yeah.
Well, I happen to know that he works out on the trolley at the Americana.
Interesting. He does pull-ups on the bars or what?
Oh, he wishes.
No.
He chases it, and he can never get up to its top speed.
It goes like 2 miles an hour, that thing.
It's a workout. I don't know what to tell you. So
things are good with me. Sephora's going great.
That's good.
And have you asked out your assistant manager yet?
No.
I know that's a big Ross and Rachel on again, off again.
Well, it's will they, won't they on my end for sure. I just don't know. I don't know if I can get up the courage to do it, you know.
Because she's been giving you all the signals.
Oh, right? Yeah.
She said, you know, hey, I'm free this weekend. Maybe we could go out to dinner this time, actually, in a movie, not a day hangout.
Right. And I said, oh, if you want to. Yeah, should we invite anyone else? Should we invite any other friends?
And she was like, no, why don't you and I just hang out one-on-one and talk a little bit?
And I said, that would be awesome. Started shaking my head real big. But then I got sick right before it happened. I don't know why. I don't know what the connection was.
Yeah, one-on-one makes me fucking want to puke.
Yeah, I agree. I can only hang out with my four guy friends. Yeah.
Absolutely.
To feel safe.
Well, I tell you one thing that's been going on with me. My business, Egg Juice, is not doing very well. You know when you individually wrap a boiled egg and there's a little bit of water in the bag?
That's right. And you were one of the few people who
did that. You sell the water.
Yeah. You would get that bag and say, why isn't there more water in here? Why can't I have just the water?
Yeah, why do people keep being disgusted by this little bit of water and dumping it out, and it makes them not even want to eat the egg?
But you rolled out your new your combo, egg juice top of a Faye yogurt mix.
Yeah.
How was that rollout?
So you know that thing that's right on the top of a yogurt that you usually dump out? I've been putting it in with egg juice.
Wow.
And also oil-like pinto bean packaging water.
Yes, absolutely.
You know that oil that pinto bean sits in? And you dump it out and it looks like dirt?
Yeah.
I put that egg juice and top of a Faye into...
Just a dirty bag, right?
A dirty bag that you used to have fish in.
Yeah.
that you used to store fish in.
Now, this is a big... I'm almost sorry we're talking about it, because this was a big split between Ray and Day.
Yeah.
Because, Ray, you decided to not invest in the business last minute.
No, I decided not to, because things were going good at the FBI. So I was like, I think things are going good here, so I don't need to invest in the business. I'm doing really good. I'm on a really good case right now. I don't need to do this.
Yeah, you're trying
that.
You've almost figured out where all the fentanyl is coming from.
Yeah, that's right. I took on the whole opioid epidemic as a case last year.
And you cracked it.
I did. I cracked it. I found where all the fentanyl is coming from. But let me tell you this. They didn't let me file the report.
Oh.
So the world doesn't know. But the truth is, heard it here first. You know where all the fentanyl is coming from.
Where? Tell us.
Hicks in Indiana.
Hicks? Is that a city or a redneck?
No, people. It's coming from dumb people.
So you think that the Hick lobby got in with the
FBI? I don't think.
You think the Hicks are part of the Illuminati?
I know this for a fact. You guys should see my bedroom. It's covered in red string.
For the last time, we're not going to Indiana.
Come on, come over.
For the last time.
Guys, come over. Please, come over.
Through the door.
Come on, I'll make you something to eat.
That's your bedroom? You got them nasty little pot in there you cook with.
My pot's nasty, but you're over here giving people egg juice.
I always said my pot was black. You can call my pot black, because my kettle's black. Do you understand?
Now.
Yes, there's...
It seems basic,
It's based on the pot calling the kettle black.
No, I get it. There just wasn't really a joke or metaphor. He repeated the thing without using what it's good for.
I guess I was saying that I've always said my pot was black.
So you're the kettle?
Yeah, tip me over, pour me out.
The teapot's the one that gets poured out.
I think I've been watching too much Tracy Morgan. You just keep going faster and faster.
Yeah.
I moved on, though. I'm no longer on the fentanyl epidemic.
You're on the fentanyl. About fentanyl?
I'm on the fent. I'm on the fent. So they told me I have to move. So now I'm investigating doping in baseball.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is still a big deal, right?
Yeah,
because
it was
a thing like 10 or so years ago. Are they still doping?
People don't care about this shit.
Yeah, dude. I thought it was crazy. I was like, aren't we just going to let people use steroids? I'm sick of people caring. I think everybody should be able to use steroids.
Yeah. I was going through your phone and I saw
Picture of you using steroids.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw some of those butt pics.
Yeah, if you can.
You got a big, thick butt.
Yeah. Your whole Raya profile is pictures of you using steroids.
Hey, don't knock it until you tried it, buddy.
And then your Raya profile says secret FBI agent.
Yes, secret. Big secret. Is what it says.
I hated your thong that was on your Raya profile.
My thong?
I'm saying thong!
We still don't know which
one. Something that you sing or something that you wear?
Something that you sing.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so I'm getting a lot of dates off Raya, so please let's not blow up my spot too hard.
Oh, yeah, you connected with that date shop that sells fruit dates.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me tell you. I've been on a couple dates with a date.
Old man? You say old man?
I said old man.
Old man.
Old man.
We all know the classics, like exclamation before an exciting statement.
Who, me? Old man. I don't think so.
Old man. I loved that dinner.
Old man. Give me some more of that cream corn. I was at that same dinner.
We were at this fantastic dinner. The cream corn was off the charts.
Oh my god, the cream corn was delicious. The cream spinach was good.
Yeah, what was that? Somebody's 50th wedding anniversary we busted into?
Yeah, we busted into a cream of wedding anniversary.
Yeah. So did you guys try the cream of wheat?
Yes.
Oh,
that cream of wheat was good.
We all saw Wedding Crashers and we thought, well, what about Wedding Anniversary Crashers?
Yeah.
And so we've been going to 50th anniversaries.
Yeah, we pretend to know people for 5 years, 10 years.
That's right.
Cream of mushroom was there.
Yeah.
We pretend to know the foods. We pretend we're old friends with all the foods.
We're hanging out with cream of mushroom, cream of chicken.
Well, I said I know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And they said, so they let me in. And
I couldn't believe he was there. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there.
Well, and he came with Sharif Abdul-Jakreem.
Well, don't forget who stayed behind to put everything in the trash. Mr. Cream.
Yeah,
bald guy who cleans up everything.
He's not bald. He's bald?
I think so.
I thought his hair looked pretty.
It does, but it's also bald.
We're going to have to leave you on that cliffhanger because we are getting pulled.
Is Mr. Cream bald?
We're getting pulled over. And every episode ends the same way. We get busted.
And we come.
And we come. Oh, come.
Stay
cut on me. Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all.